OBX Today, I'm Sam Walker. First time in 2 months, North Carolina is back to the 1,000 daily new case mark of the coronavirus. The rise in cases being blamed on the Delta variant being spread across the U.S. by those who have not been vaccinated. The latest winners of North Carolina's vaccination lottery will be announced this afternoon. One adult will claim $1 million and a teen gets a $125,000 scholarship. As Sunday night's the deadline to get at least one shot of the COVID-19 vaccine before the next drawing. Governor Cooper is scheduled to be in Gates County this morning to attend a COVID-19 vaccination clinic at the Gates Health Department. A recall has been issued for several spray-on sunscreens after samples were found to contain low levels of benzene. The recall includes all sizes and SPF levels of Aveeno Protect Plus Refresh and Neutrogena's Beach Defense, Cool Dry Sport, Invisible Daily Defense, and Ultra Sheer Aerosol Sunscreens. A dramatic surge in high tide flooding is expected to hit U.S. coastal communities in the next decade, according to a new study by NASA. The study published in the journal Nature Climate Change said the rapid increase will start in the mid-2030s, when the moon cycle will coincide with rising sea levels caused by climate change. The North Carolina General Assembly taking up another hot topic. Republican State Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger rolled out legislation Wednesday that would prohibit North Carolina public schools from promoting concepts that conservatives claim are related to critical race theory. And he plans to introduce a proposed non-discrimination amendment to the state constitution that could prevent affirmative action efforts in public employment and government contracts. The newly elected chairman of UNC Chapel Hill's Board of Trustees said that rumors that Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz's job is in jeopardy are just that, rumors. Guskowitz declined to comment on the speculation. Drug overdose deaths rose by close to 30% in the United States in 2020, hitting the highest number ever recorded, according to a new Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report. About 4 million taxpayers can expect to see refunds from the Internal Revenue Service this week. The money will go to people who paid too much income tax on unemployment compensation last year. Yes, it's Shark Week, as a blimp flying over the beach advertised earlier this month. In the coastal waters of North Carolina, every day is Shark Week, with 73 species that either live or pass through all year long. But don't let that scare you. Learn more about our toothy residents, courtesy Coastal Review, at obxtoday.com. College summer baseball tonight. Eden and Steamers travel to Tarboro for a doubleheader. And Golf Open Championship underway this morning at Royal St. George's in England. OBX Today Weather Center forecast. Continued hazy, hot, and humid with maybe a late-day storm inland. Highs 90 to 93, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Isolated evening storm inland areas, otherwise partly cloudy tonight. Lows around 76 with south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunny on Friday, maybe another afternoon storm inland. Highs around 90. 1 to 2 foot waves in the sound, seas 2 to 3 feet. Moderate risk of rip currents, Frisco, Hatteras, and Ocracoke. Your hub for everything Outer Banks, OBXtoday.com. I'm Sam Walker.